Second Perek, Mishnah Aleph, says as follows, Seder Tanios Ketza, the seven fast days that were instituted, the most severe fast days on the Tzibur, what's the procedure that they used to use in order to daven properly, in order to bring upon rain? So the Mishnah says, Motzin es hateva lirchovo shalir, they would take the Aron Kodesh outside of the shul and bring it out into the town square, into the street, v'nostin efer miklal gabe hateva, and they would put ash onto the Aron Kodesh is a sign that we are disgraced and we need the help of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and also on the Barosh HaNasi, on the head of the Nasi, Barosh HaBesin, so people would apply it to their heads also. It's a form of disgrace that somebody was putting ash on their head. V'chol echad ve'echad nosin barosh, and each person would put the ash on his own head. Hazak, and they would take the eldest of the sages, Shebehen Omer Lifnem Divrei Kivush, and he would give them Musar to bring on Tshuva, Achenu. My dear brethren, lo ne'emar b'anshei Ninveh, when it came to the anshei Ninveh that Yonah was prodding them to do tshuva, v'yara lakim esakam v'lo tanisam, it didn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their sackcloth and their fast days. He wasn't looking at their actions from the outside. Ella, v'yara lakim es masem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at their deeds. Kishavu midar kamara, that they did tshuva from their bad deeds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see real tshuva, internal tshuva from us. Uva kabbalah huomer, and in addition, there's another pasuk that says, Yoel, v'kir'u levavchem v'al bigdechem, tear your hearts, do sincere tshuva, don't simply tear your clothing from the outside. Mishnah Beis, Amdu B'tfilah, now they got up on those seven fast days. They're out in the street. They've gone through the Musar from the Zakin, and they're about to daven. Moridin lifnei Ateva, Zakin V'ragil. They would get somebody who was elderly, who was used to davening, was familiar with the davening, could be the same person who gave the Musar if he was able to do this. He was familiar with the davening. V'yesh labanim, then he has children who basal reikam, and he has nothing to feed them. Or his basal reikam means he has no sin, so he's the right person for the job. Kadeshi libo shalom bitfila, so he, whether he has no food in the house and he needs to feed his children or he has no sins, he is the right person that he'll be able to focus properly and give a right kavana-based davening. The Omer Lifnei Mesrim V'Arba Brachas, when he does the Chazarat HaShatz in the street, he does 24 brachas, Shmoneh Esrei Shebechol Yom, the regular Shmoneh Esrei, 18, Umosif Aleim Od Sheis, and he adds another six specifically for the fast day. Mishnah Gimel lists out those six that were added. Ve'eluen, number one, Zichronos like Rosh Hashanah. Number two, Veshofaros like Rosh Hashanah. Number three through six are going to be Psukim, and they would say the capital of Tehillim that this Pasuk is found in. Number three, El Hashem Batzaras Li Krasi Vaneni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I call you when I have Tzaras. Number four, Esayin Ayel Arim. Number five, Mimag Makim Krasi Hashem. And number six, Tfila Lani Kiyatov. Rabbi Yehud Omer Lo Yatzarech Lomar Zichronos V'Shofaros. We don't need to say number one and number two, Zichronos and Shofaros. That's for Rosh Hashanah. That's not for the Tainis, for our fast days now. Ela Omer Tachtem. But replace Zichronos and Shofaros with other psukim from Malachim, Aleph Rav Kiyeh Ba'aretz. There's a famine in the land, Dever Kiyeh. There's a plague in the land. And also that's in place of Zichronos. And in place of Shofaros, Asher Ayadvar Hashem al Yirmiyahu al Divrei Habatzoros, that Yirmiyahu had this nevuah about the drought. Those psukim are said in place of Shofaros, Vomer Chosmim. And you also say, for each of these six brachas, you have its own chasima, its own end to the bracha. Mishnah Dalid is going to tell us, Ala Rishono Omer, when it says on the first of them, it doesn't mean the first of the six. It's talking about that these six were inserted between the bracha of Reva Anyenu and Rifa'enu in Shmoneh Esrei. So Re'eva Anyenu, which is one of the 18 brachas of the standard Shmoneh Esrei, was changed. So when it says Ala Rishona Omer, it's talking about the standard bracha of Re'e is called the first bracha. We're making a change to it. We would insert into Re'e the following test. Omer, Mishana Es Avram Bahara Moria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Avram Avinu during the Akedis Yitzchak, Hu Yaneschem V'Yishma B'Kotz HaChasem HaYom Hazeh, he will listen to you. This is the bracha, and he will hear you on your day of crying, Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. And we end Re'e with its standard ending, but we had the addition. And now we're going to talk about the new six that were added, but because that was called the first one, Re'e, the change Re'e is called the first bracha, we're going to have now an additional six, but we're going to call them 2 through 7. Ala Shnia Omer, on the second one, we say as follows. This is the first inserted bracha, the new bracha, the first new bracha that we're saying in the Shemoneh Esrei, but we're calling it the second one because we called Re'e number one. Mishana Savoseinu Aleyam Suf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered us on the Yam Suf, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, Hu Yaneh Eschem, Yishma Kol Tzakaschem, Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Zocher HaNishkachos. This is the Zichronos that we mentioned, the first of the new brachas, and then we get to Shofar for us, the second of the new brachas, Al HaShlishi Tzuomer, Mishanas Yehoshua B'Gigal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who answered Yehoshua in Gilgal when they were sieging Yericho, Hu Yaneh Eschem, Yishma Kol Tzakaschem, Hayom Hazeh. Will answer our Trilas as well, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Trua. He will hear the Trua, that's the shofar, or the chatzotros, actually, the trumpets. Al revizu omer, mishana es Shmuel b'mitzpah, who answered to Shmuel, who was davening to save Klal Yisrael from the plishtim in mitzpah, hu yane eschem, vishma b'kot tzakaschem, ayom hazeh brachat Hashem, shomea tzakal, achamishi su omer, on the fifth bracha, mishana es Eliyahu b'har Karmel, when he was davening against the Nevi'ei Sheker, the Nevi'ei Baal, hu yane eschem, vishma b'kot tzakaschem, ayom hazeh brachat Hashem, shomea tfilah, al hashishi su omer, mishana es Yonah, who answered Yonah b'mei Adaga when he was in the belly of the fish? Hu yane eschem v'yishma b'kol tzachasem hayom hazeh. He will hear our tefillas on this day of crying. Brachat Hashem ha'one be'Yisrael, who answers us on the day of Saras. Al ha'shvi'is u'omer. This is the last of the new six brachas. Mishanas David v'shlomo ben Yerushalayim. When David and Shlomo daven to save Klal Yisrael from a famine. Hu yane eschem v'yishma b'kol tzachasem hayom hazeh. Brachat Hashem ha'marachem alarz. Blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has mercy on the land. Mishnehei Masa. This was how they were knowing. B'mei Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan, Sha'avar Echad Lifnei HaTeva, there was somebody, this is what their minhag was, that when he went in front of the Teva on these seven fast days, and he was saying the special tefillas that we've been talking about, the six additional tefillas, Vagarmar Sabracha Kula, and he finished the bracha, the entire bracha, the Lo Anu Acharav Amen. They did not say after him Amen, but rather they said Baruch Shem Kivod. In other words, this was after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, when they heard the Shema Mefurash, they used to say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso. Here, it's not that they said the Shema Mefurash, but when they said Hashem Hashem, they did like in the Beis Hamikdash, in place of saying Amen to a bracha or hearing Shem Hashem, they said Baruch Shem. And they had a similar tekus, a similar procedure to that in the Beis Hamikdash, not like they should have done. Tiku Akanim Tekau, so the Shamash, the Gabbai, declared after the first bracha, Kohanim, let's blow. In other words, it was the Kohanim blowing the shofar like in the Beis Hamikdash, not anyone like you could do outside of the Beis Hamikdash. And then they said, Mishanas Avraham Avinu Bar HaMori Al Yon Eschem V'yishma B'kotzachem HaYom Hazeh. And then they said the second bracha. And after the second bracha, the Gabbai again said, Hariyu B'nei Aaron Hariyu Kohanim, blow the shofar, Mishanas Avoseinu Al Yam Suf V'yon Eschem V'yishma B'kotzachem HaYom Hazeh, etc. So they did the procedure similar to how it was done in the Beis HaMikdash and not with the changes as it should have done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. When the Chachamim heard that they were doing it just like the Beis HaMikdash, Amru, the Chachamim said, we were not knowing to do it that way. In particular, saying Baruch Shem Kivom Achuso rather than Amen, Ela Beshar HaMizrach, at the east Mizra, at the east Shar, at the east gate in the Ube Harabais, on the Harabais of the Beis HaMikdash. That's where we used to daven in the Beis HaMikdash. But once we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, it should not be done in the same way. We shouldn't be saying Baruch Shem, etc. Mishnah Vav, Shalosh Tanios Harishonos, the first three of the fast. Now we're going to divide up a concept between Anshei Mishnar and Anshei Beis of Anshei Mishnar, where the Kohanim that were responsible on a given week for working in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim were divided into 24 groups. Each had its own week to serve in the Beis HaMikdash on a rotation basis. And the Anshei Beis of were within a given week, the Anshei Mishmor were divided up into either six or seven groups. Each had its own day to serve, and the Anshei Besav were the Kohanim of the Mishmor that were serving on a specific day. They were called the Anshei Besav. We're the Anshei Besav for Sunday, for Wednesday, whatever day we have. We're the Anshei Mishmor. That's the larger group of Kohanim. That was 1/24 of the Kohanim, and they would subdivide it into the Anshei Besav. So the Mishnah tells us, how would they have to be on the days that we have these fast days? We've said that we have three sets of public fast days that the Tzibur had to fast, three days, Another set, the second set of 3 days, and the third set is of 7 days, with the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Besav have to fast as well. So Shalosh Tanios HaRishonos, the first set of fast, 3 days of fast, the Anshei Mishmar who were serving in the base of Mikdash, but it was not their day to serve, they would misanim v'lomashlim, they would have to fast, but they wouldn't finish the fast. They needed some strength in case, even though it wasn't their day, if there was overflow work, they would need to have some strength to do the overflow work, so let them fast, but don't fast the whole day. V'anshei Besav, it was those Kohanim of the Mishmar that it was their day to work. Lo hayu misanim klal, they would not fast at all. Shalosh Nios, the second set of three fast, Anshei Mishmar, misanim, mashlimin, the Mishmar would fast and complete the fast for Anshei Besav Misanim here, because the second set of fasts were stricter. They would start fasting even though the first set they didn't fast at all. This is talking about the Anshei Besav. It was their day to serve v'lo mashlimim, but they wouldn't finish fasting because they needed to have their strength for working. And Sheva Achronos, the seven last ones that were that's the third set, that's the most stringent. Elu v'elu misanin u'mashlimin divrei Rabbi Yeshua, both the Anshei Mishmar and even the Anshei Besav would not only fast, but they would complete the fast days as well. The Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim were more lenient. Shalosh Tanios HaRishonos, elu v'elu loyu misanim klal, the first set of three, that's the most lenient. Neither the Anshei Mishmar and certainly the Anshei Besav, they would not fast at all. Now when it came to the Shalosh Nios, the second set of fast, Anshei Mishmar Misani V'lo Mashmirin, there the Anshei Mishmar would start to fast, but they wouldn't finish the fast. They would fast a partial day. V'Anshei Besav Lo Yu Misanim Klal, and the Anshei Besav, because they had to have their strength for working the base of Mikdash on that day, they would not fast at all. However, Sheva Achronos, we got more severe. Anshei Mishmar Misanin U'Mashlimin, the Anshei Mishmar would fast and finish the fast. V'Anshei Besav Misanim V'lo Mashmirin, the Anshei Besav would fast, but they would not fast the entire day. Mishnah Zayin adds another two halachas as it relates to the Anshei Mishmar, that group of 124th of Kohanim that were on in the base of Mikdash on a given week. Anshei Mishmar Mutarin Lishtos Yayin Balelos, Anshei Mishmar were permitted to drink wine on the night. In other words, during the day, maybe they would be needed, even though they were not on the base of the Anshei Besav, so it wasn't their day, but maybe they would be needed during the day, so they were prohibited. Avalo B'yamin, they were prohibited to drink during the day. However, at the night, they were permitted because it was unlikely that they would be needed to do the additional overflow work that wasn't done during the day. V'anshei Besav, but if it's your day for working, lo b'yom v'layla, you cannot drink whether in the daytime or the nighttime. This could be either the night after, in other words, you work all day and continuing into that night, there was still overflow work. For example, the Eivarim Uftarim, the various limbs and fats that have to be put onto the Mizbeach from the Korbanos of the day, or maybe even the night before, some of Forashim say that you can't drink the night before because you may wake up in the morning and still have alcohol in your system, and there is an Isser Doraisa for Kohen to do the Avoda when he was drinking. Next halacha, as it relates to this, there's the Anshei Mishmar, those are the 124th of the Kohanim, it's their week. The Anshei Mamar, or the Yisraelim, were also divided into 24 groups, and they would have to be in the Beis HaMikdash, representatives in the Beis HaMikdash at the time that the Korbanos were being done by the Anshei Mishmar, also the Anshei Mamad, the Yisraelim would have to be there. Asurim, both of these groups, Anshei Mishmar, the Kohanim, Anshei Mamad, the Yisraelim, Asurim, Lesapar, the Machabes, they were not permitted on their week of duty to take haircuts or to do their laundry, the concern being if they know they're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, they'll have downtime, they'll push off doing these grooming activities until that week, and that should not be done. Don't push it off. Come prepared, ready, and beautified to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Nonetheless, even though they could not do it that week, or b'chamishi, if it was on Thursday, mutarin, they would be permitted to take haircuts and to do their laundry, meinei kavod Shabbos, because that was kavod Shabbos. Mishnah Chetz starts three Mishnayos of days that we say you are not permitted to fast. So the Mishnah says, Kol HaKosov Megillas Tanis Dolo LaMizpad. If in the time of the Bayit Sheni, there was something called the Megillas Tanis, which was a list of minor festivals that were kept during Bayit Sheni, the only two that survived that we keep are Hanukkah and Purim. Everything else has gone away. We don't celebrate those festivals anymore. There were times that certain miracles or minor miracles did happen to Klal Yisrael during the Bayit Sheni, so they kept those as festivals, and certain ones of them, they were not permitted to neither fast or have espadim on them, and even possibly the day before and afterward, and there were others that they simply could not fast on. So the Mishnah says, Kol ha-kasu b'migilas tani solamis, but the list of these minor festivities, festivals that were kept during Bayis Sheni, if it's listed in Migilas Tainis and it says you're not allowed to have a hesped on that day, because that is a day that is a festival at the time of Bayis Sheni, Lefan of Asur la'acharamuter, not only would it be prohibited to have a hesped on that day, but the day before would also be prohibited, but the day afterward would be permitted. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lefan of Ula Acharav Asur, not only the day before can you not have the hesped, but the day afterward also you cannot have a hesped. And if the Megillas Tainit listed on a given minor festival, Dololi Hisana Behun, it didn't say you can't have a hesped, but it did say you can fast on that day. It's not only on that day that you can you not fast. Lefan of Ula Acharamuter, according to the first Tani here, if it says simply said that you cannot fast on that day, in the day before and afterward were permitted, just the day itself was prohibited. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi is the view, Lefan of Asur, the day before was also prohibited to fast, La'achara Muta, the day afterward would be permitted. Mishnah test. And Gozrim Tanis Alatzibur Betchila Bachamishi, when Chazal instituted, the Chachamim instituted that there would be a Tainis on the Tzibur, it would not start on a Thursday or a set of Tanesim. For example, we said that the fast days of the 3, 3, and 7, when there's no rain, they would be on a Monday and a Thursday. Does it have to start only on a Monday to have it Behav? On Monday, Thursday, and Monday, or could they start on the Thursday and go Thursday, Monday, Thursday? So here it says, "Ein gozrim tani salatiba b'tchila b'chamishi." We wouldn't start any sets of fasts on Yom Chamishi, on Thursday, shalol afki hasharim, in order to not push the prices up. If people are coming, they're flooding the stores on a Thursday in order to buy double the amount of food they're buying for breaking their fast, and also for Shabbos, the storekeepers may not be aware what's going on, and they may raise the prices thinking there's a drought, there's something wrong in the market. However, Allah Shalosh Tanios Harishona Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni Dix. Here, what they would have to do is the first set of fasts, 3, 3, and 7. It would have to be on Monday, Thursday, and Monday. But the however is here, V'Shalosh Niosh Chamishi Sheni V'Chamishi. The second set, because there's already awareness by people that the reason why people would be coming in and buying so much food on a Thursday is because it's not only a fast day, it's Shabbos, but there's nothing wrong with the market. Accordingly, the second set of three fasts, it would be permitted, according to this Tana, to start also on a Thursday. So that's why it says, V'shalosh shnios, the second set of three, there you could start Chamishi, you can start on a Thursday, and then have it on Sheni and Chamishi, because there's already awareness from the first set of fasts why people are coming in and would be buying on a Thursday. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Keshem Shein HaRishonos B'Chamishi. Rabbi Yossi has the view, just like the first set, we don't start on a Thursday, we only start on a Monday, so people are buying when they come to the market on Monday. They're only buying for the break fast of Monday night. They're not buying for Shabbos, so there's not a concern that people are buying so much. It doesn't look like they're hoarding and that there's a problem in the market, so they would increase the prices. Kachlo Shnios Lo Achno, same thing with the first set, we don't start on the Thursday. Same thing with the second and third sets of fast days, we don't start on a Thursday, we only start on a Monday. Mishnah Yud, and Gozrim Tani Salat Tzibur Brosh Chodesh V'Chanukah B'Purim, we don't institute a fast that should be held for the Tzibur, a fast day on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. Those are not fast days. However, v'im hischil, if they started one of these sets of 3, 3, and 7, and it falls out, a later fast falls out on one of those days of Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Emav seeking Diva Rabbi Gamil, we would not stop. In other words, because we had a fast day before, and then the second or third or whatever number fast day fell out on one of these days, we would continue fasting. Amar Rabbi Meir adds on as follows, Afal Pishamar Rabbi Gamil, Emav seeking Indo, even though Rabbi Gamil said, we don't stop because we started already before these days, we continue fasting even though the fast is on one of those days. Mo de Hayashin Mashlimin, Rabbi Gamliel agrees that you would not complete the fast. You would fast part of the day, but not the entire day. And the same thing of Chai Zachem, Betisha B'Av Shechalios Be'er Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, you would also fast that day, but not the entire day. This is not a relevant halacha nowadays because we have a set calendar. Tisha B'Av will never fall out on Erev Shabbos.